So, a little while ago now, my wife and I came back from our 8-year anniversary dinner,
Hey,
and
congratulations.
Congratulations,
thank you,
Jake.
It was awesome. It was great. We did a mission escape room, and then we went out to,
What?
yeah, it was very cool. Those are always
I
fun.
feel like you two always do like really cool things for your
Yeah.
anniversaries,
Yeah.
and I was like, man, how do they think of these things?
Also, it's like I was, you said 8 years. I was at your wedding, man. It doesn't feel that long. It
Whoa.
does not feel that long.
Yeah. 8 years.
I was in your wedding.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, I only got invited to his wedding because he DM'd for us, and he was like, yeah, they're cool. Let them come.
Yeah. Let them come.
I would be like, yes, my best friend John get to come.
Yeah. If you're ever getting married and you have a very large Sicilian family, just tell them no all the time because they'll have people invited that you don't even fucking know.
Yeah. No, makes sense.
Jake, they're your great uncle. I've never met them, Mom.
Yep.
Never met them.
They have to pay for their plate.
So we did Mission Escape Room, and then we went out to dinner, stuff like that. But the funniest part of the night was when we came home, and I noticed that the Switch wasn't in the dock, and I was like, it's the last place I left it. And we go in to bedroom, and we see our daughter, who 5 years old, who has the Switch, sitting in bed, just like playing. We're like, "What you doing?" And she was like, ah. Immediately starts crying, like she knew she was in trouble. And like, and Hannah and I, we weren't even mad. We were just like, I mean, we did that. I definitely had my Game Boy Color. I had the purple, like translucent one.
Yeah.
Oh, you had the cool one.
Yeah. I had the cool one, and I also had the Worm Light as well, so
nice,
I could
nice.
Play at night. And there were plenty of times that I would be sitting there playing Pokemon.
Yeah.
At like 11 o'clock at night, I was supposed to be in bed, and I'd like hear my mom coming upstairs, and I'd like shove it under the pillow and start like.
I mean, all of these fine gentlemen here, I met and became friends with in my adult life. Tim, though, Tim, me and him have been boys since like six.
Yeah.
6 years old, something like that. And we would have sleepovers, and all we did on our Nintendo D or SPs.
Yep.
Play Pokemon.
Yep.
I played Fire Red. Which one do you have?
Leaf Green,
Leaf
actually.
Green.
Leaf Green.
Yep.
Dude, that was a time in our lives. And we played late at night.
Yeah.
We had sleepovers. We were playing Pokemon.
Oh, yeah.
Trading.
You youngins played those newfangled Pokemon. I had the old gray Game Boy. No color at all.
I actually did have that one as well. I think that I had it for a year before my grandfather, who's a saint, I'm pretty sure that my grandparents bought me the purple one.
Nice.
And then it was so great.
Yeah, I had the old gray. That was where I originally played Red and Blue on. And then I did get the purple Game Boy.
Yeah.
In color.
Yeah.
And I had a blue Snake Light.
Oh, yes.
Just to defend myself. we didn't have the earlier generations of Game Boy because my parents didn't let us for a long time.
Pokemon,
they were like, you can't
Pokemon
play.
Pokemon the devil?
Yeah, Pokemon was the devil for a bit in my house. Until they were like, that's dumb. Just give it to him.
Yeah.
Well, Gengar is a demon that comes in through your wall.
Yeah, he's cool, Mom.
That was awesome.
I want to be
cool.
Gengar.
I can train him.
Oh, wait.
I can forcibly put him in a sphere and make him fight for me.
Cool.
I had that. You know that limited edition Game Boy that came out with Pokemon Yellow?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize how lucky I was to get that, but that's the Game Boy I had.
Yep.
So it, like, came with Yellow version, and, like, Pikachu would follow you around and stuff.
Yes.
Oh, and I remember, speaking of playing late at night, there was, we'd went to, like, King's Dominion, like, a while back, and my family, we would never do any of the games or get any of, like, the little souvenir things, but, like, sometimes my dad would just have something in his heart, and he's like, you know what? Children, you can get one thing. So I chose one of those like retractable, like lightsabery type things.
Okay.
And instead of it being like blue or green or something, it was like multicolored. I think it was white, yellow, and pink.
Okay.
So multicolored. Hmm. And one is like a week or so after we'd been to King's Dominion. I was like, wait a second, this thing is like a portable light source. So what I did was I extended it. I don't know why I extended it. I extended it, and I had it like underneath my blanket shining on my Game Boy.
Oh,
and I remember very specifically, I was fighting Jasmine, the psychic junior, and I was on the cusp of victory. And I guess, like, you know, the light, the little saber thing was bright enough that, like, the light, like, shone through my door. Like,
oh, God.
Or something.
Oh, wow.
And my mom, like, opened up the door. She's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, ah! And then
started crying like mad.
And then she took away the little saber thing, and she took my Game Boy, and she turned it off.
Oh, no.
And it had been so long.
What
was my last save? Because, you know, I wasn't, like, responsible and, like, saving after every
point. Oh, yeah, of course.
I was back. So far back, because I'd been playing for hours.
All the way back in, like, Cerulean City. About to fight Misty.
No!
Just starting the game.
3 badges ago.
Yeah, it was absolutely brutal. I was, like, destroyed.
Oh, God.
And so, and then I did get the Wormlight eventually.
Yeah.
And then I had to master the art of hearing my mom's footsteps and stuffing it in my pillowcase.
Yeah.
But eventually she got wise to that, and she would check my pillowcase. So, or no. First off, is underneath the pillow.
Yes,
then she got wise to that. I put it in the pillowcase. Then she'd pick up my pillow and check the pillowcase. And then this, like, continued on from, like, Game Boy Color till I got the SP.
Yep.
And when I had the SP, it had that charge cord cable, right?
Yep, yeah.
And I was on the top bunk bed. And what, I don't even know how I'd manage this, but what I would do is I'd use the charge cable as, like, a pulley system and lower it to the ground. And I'd, like, hang the cable in such a way that I could, like, access it again to pull it back up after she left.
Jeez.
And then when I got tired of doing that, I found a way to slip it underneath my mattress. And once I found out the perfect spot of my mattress to put it in, I was never found out again.
Jeez. I like to point out that gamers are problem solvers.
Yeah.
Well, you figure out a system to continue a game progress. We're like, I don't need sleep. We'll figure a way through it.
That's
dumb.
One time, I was like, after dinner, it was like 7:30, and I was like fake yawn, like, I'm pretty tired.
I'm going to bed. I need my 8 hours, Ma.
My dad was like, oh, okay, that's fine. My mom kind of like narrowed her eyes.
Like, and, what are you planning, you little shit?
You little asshole.
So then I was just in my bed playing my SP, and then my mom like barged in like half hour later when like I wasn't suspecting.
When you were comfortable,
like, yeah. And she's like, yeah. I knew it.
Gotcha, bitch!
She was just like sitting outside your room because she knew you could hear the footsteps, so she like waited like 8 minutes and just burst in.
I'm like, oh crap, her stealth.
Damn, the meta's changed.
Oh my god.
But like, the weird thing is like that's transition from being like the gaming up late at night as kids to where everyone just like sits up on their phones.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
it's a little sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like,
it's very unhealthy.
Oh, it is. It's like, oh, it's funny though, because it's like you had the Wormlight and stuff like that, but I never had that because I never was smart enough to think about asking for it. So I just kept using just covering blankets and having a flashlight.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, the flashlight, yeah.
And thankfully enough, it was like my parents went to bed early, so I had just like, okay, I'm staying up like later.
Yep.
And then like, but still like every so often, I would just be like, creaking. What was that?
Yeah.
Then like slowly put it face down underneath, because like I had the blue Game Boy Color.
Okay.
So it wasn't any of the new, the fun special edition purple translucent one. But yeah, it's like, I never got caught. So,
nice.
And because the thing is, they weren't wise enough to figure out how certain things worked. So, like, I had the GameCube up in my room, too, and stuff like that. And they're like, why is the light on? And it's like,
I don't know. Okay, I've got
it does that.
One of the best. Back in the way back, I don't remember if it was Windows 95 or 98, it had 3D pinball.
Oh
nice, wow. Yeah.
And my brother and I were really good at 3D pinball. And we would get massive scores, but then we'd have to, like, leave or something. And we would leave the computer on, and we would get the ball into, like, one of the holes where you have to hit the button in order to shoot it off. And we'd just leave it there for, like, days. Computer on, the 3D music going constantly. With the ball in the socket waiting for us to hit, like, C or something so it would fire.
Wow.
Because we would have, like, insanely high scores that would take, like, a really long time to get to. And then we, like, couldn't finish. But also, like, the score would never stop going up.
Yeah.
So you just had to keep going. And I remember so many times of just leaving that ball in the pocket. Like, waiting, letting it wait. And coming back. Sometimes, like, the computer would, like, freak out. And, like, I'd come back and the music wouldn't be going anymore.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I'd be like, oh, God, I hope it works.
My score!
Was that the Space Cadet?
Yes,
the Space Cadet.
The Space Cadet. Like 3D space pinball.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I love that game.
Yeah, I remember that. So I got on the bus like really early. I think I got on the bus at like 5:30 in the morning or something.
Gosh.
Yeah. We were the first stop, and then I would get on the bus and then sleep. So, but I remember because Adult Swim stopped airing at 5 a.m. I would sometimes get up at 4:30 to catch Ghost in a Shell, like the second showing of that episode or whatever. And so I would get up and just have like, I mean, Ghost in a Shell is a fantastic anime. Yeah. And so I would like get up and just like watch this, and then eventually my stepdad was like, "You're up pretty early, you know." Like this yesterday morning, I was like, "Yeah, I was doing homework." I never did homework. I was horrible.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that. Doesn't help you.
No, I was watching Ghost in the Shell.
About to work in the fields and getting hay shoveled.
I'll plug my brother. He's a Neo Rivendare in the Discord. He used to get up at like 4 in the morning because his specific World of Warcraft...
Right. Is
the
guild?
His guild. Yeah. It was Australian.
Wow. Yeah.
So they raided time... It was, like, totally different. So they were, like, raiding at, like, 9 or 10 o'clock, and he was like, I gotta get up at, like, 4.
my current Clash of Clans clan is Australian.
Yeah.
I still play Clash of Clans.
Yeah, because isn't it, like...
Fucking boomer.
10 hours or something? It's, like, a weird time, like, chunk, too. Yeah. It's, like, pretty much the next day.
Yeah, right. I basically turn on my... I like, wake up in the morning and to do my dailies for Clash of Clans, and there's, like... You know, 100 chats in the chat.
Yeah,
wow.
That I miss because everybody's asleep when I get on. So right. How many users are on?
With any Discord, if I'm working because I don't check my phone while I work, possibly a lie. But you know, I get on if I see it's like DPS crew. If it's like 15 messages, I'm like, fuck that. I'm gonna read
that. John doesn't read messages in the chat. Water is wet.
Yeah, I'm super bad with that.
You know. Meanwhile, I have Discord installed on my work computer.
Yeah,
I just use my phone. Jeez,
my IT made me take it off.
Oh, that's he's stupid. Sounds like an asshole.
Yeah, they're. I mean, well,
you can't chat with your boys.
They're basically a bank, so.
Yeah.
But you know,
they're
fair.
A little stingy on their software.
We'll get the bank to join in the pod, and it'll be cool.
I don't have a work computer. I work outside.
I would get an angry call from a Jeff, and...
Oh. Yeah, I got a call. No. Mine was discovered by accident. I was installing, like, company software, and I was, like, having difficulty with it. And he was on my desktop. He was like, how'd you get Discord on here? I'm like...
I just downloaded
it, installed it. You know, I used it. I use my computer for other things sometimes. He was like, I'll have to check on that one. He came back the next day. He was like, I'm going to have to delete this one.
Fine.
What a snitch. I bet that
damn
IT...
Damn it, Patricio.
That IT guy's not a gamer.
Yeah.
I'm actually really good friends with Patricio now. He's cool.
Oh, yeah.
He's had a baby.
No, I mean, the...
Congratulations.
Shout out.
the number of times that like we've done like at work that we've done like a screen share with like one of the other guys that I work with, he also has Discord on. I'm like, oh, nobody gives a shit.
Yeah.
we all got our work done too, so whatever.
Yeah. I used to work for a much bigger company, and it was really hard for IT to like monitor what people were installing on the computers.
Oh,
now my company's a lot smaller, so
those
small companies, man.
I know. Well, the small company you guys are in had a nice, relaxing day.
Nice.
you guys were recovering from your fight with the
Asambasam.
Asambasams, yeah. The sloth-like things.
Not to be confused with Asambasam.
No, totally different.
Asambasam and Asambasam.
You can tell that they're both from Mwangi because of their naming. Because
they all fucking suck.
That too. Well, you guys had a rest day as you guys were recovering from that combat. Okay. And at the end of last episode, you heard a screeching. You guys are... This happened, like, early in the morning that you guys are, like, woken up to.
Oh, yeah.
So what would you guys like to do?
So while the holy men go off to do their prayer so they prepare for the day, Kezra also kind of... He like waits for them to go, and he skirts himself off into the woods just outside the camp, making sure nobody's looking. And he pulls little Kezra off of his neck, and he puts him down on a log, and he coils up into his little cobra thing, and sticks his little cobra head up. And Kezra's just like, I don't know if you're watching, but
think I found somebody else who could help with your enterprise. He's got a bit of a... on a bit of a reformist journey now, but... I see potential in him that I don't see in the priest. I'll let you know how helpful he might be. But I want you to know that we are onto something here in the Mwangi, and that I will report back to you when we are when we complete our mission here. And then...
Okay, thanks, bye.
Hang up. Wait.
And then he ends the Zoom call.
No, you hang up. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
So as you're talking to Lil Kezra, you do see a slight blue shimmer for a second.
How was your call experience?
I don't want to submit feedback.
You can't exit the window.
Ah, you motherfucker.
Damn it. Lil Kezra gets the spinny circle.
Lil Kezra?
Would you like to wait while we send feedback to Microsoft?
Yeah.
No.
No.
No one has ever said yes to that in the history of that pop-up.
And if they do say yes, they're a psychopath.
Reboot. Reboot him. What do you do?
I'm going to tell Microsoft exactly how I feel.
So yeah, he grabs Lil Kezra. Just a quick call. Heads back in before anybody notices he's missing.
All right, so you guys are getting ready. You assume Kezra came back from just taking a piss or something.
Did that sound like a screech of distress to any of you?
What did it sound like again?
Yeah, Jake, what did it sound like?
Dance, monkey.
You didn't work last episode. You're going to work this time.
I know. I had a really nice vacation. That was great.
Let's see how your vocal cords can handle all the screechings.
Did that sound like a distress call? All right, we got to wait for Tim to get the giggles.
Yeah.
Is that something like a nature check or like to see if it's actually like a person screaming or is that?
I don't think that was a person.
It's not a person.
What? The Sambasans that we killed were apparently a tree folk or something like that? Didn't you say they were a society?
I don't think we heard the Sambasans sound like that.
No.
Right.
No. But, what I'm saying is, they were a people?
They were
and we just ripped out all their teeth and claws and just left them there.
Okay. I want to know what everyone thinks.
Yeah. But, a nature check then?
Yes. Make a nature check and see if you can sort of derive something from it.
Ooh.
Natty 20!
Hey! The legend.
So this is definitely a very large creature from what you can hear. Mm-hmm. So very, like I said, very very large creature making this. You cannot place it because you didn't see it. You literally just heard it way off in the distance. So.
All right. So because total is 29. So
which direction did we hear on it?
Southeast.
But from that, could I hear that it would maybe I don't know. I would say a flying. Large flying creature would sound different to a land based.
Hey, come on, Jake. He's a ranger who rolled a natural 20 on survival. You know, every time that happens, every ranger gets a full quiver.
Ammo replenished.
Every time I hear a creature scream,
rangers in Galarian suddenly all their quivers just.
They're
every time a ranger rolls a natural 20, an angel gets a quiver.
And they all just give that good nod, the nod gift.
All of a sudden, all the other rangers are just
very nice.
They do that thing where it's the manly, muscular handshake, but it's the ranger in the green. And they're just
somebody found their way.
Yes,
Elkwood, you can tell that there is more than one.
Multi shrieks.
Seems there's multiple of them, not just one.
Then let's go. Benson's gonna get up and go. Yes.
Are we going towards it? Is that in our path? Is that where we're going? Yes.
Is that heading towards?
It is towards the southeast. So yeah, as long as you guys are sort of making your way in the direction of,
would you be so kind and give me a ping, Jake?
Where we are now.
John's I don't know where east is.
I don't know where we are. If I'm honest.
So you guys were there where Kelly just pings.
Okay.
Well, you have to fill out that square.
You're right. I will delete that one.
There was three different hexes that I thought we might be in.
You guys hear it here to the southeast.
Okay.
Okay.
And it also helps because it is giving you a wide berth of the actual center claw cam.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Almost like it was designed.
Timmy, did you put it to the next day? Did you put it to Saturday?
Did I put it to Saturday?
Is it?
Saturday day?
Yeah, because...
Oh, is there an interactive calendar in Foundry?
Yeah, there is.
Oh!
Damn! Yeah. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, that's yeah. Neat. So if you go to the if you go to the token controls, top left, and then the...
The calendar.
Yeah, there's a calendar.
Yep. Yeah, it's holy shit! It's like Foundry beats the shit out of Roll20.
Oh my god.
Yeah. But Roll20 is great, don't get me wrong.
It's passable. Yeah, it's fine. It's passable.
Today is Star Day.
Star Day. We got a calendar.
I know.
We got time controls. We got date controls.
Yep.
See what I'm saying, Kel?
It's like I'm back at work.
I know.
I hate it.
Oh man, I need to forecast all these fucking dates.
Tim's got his morning blocked out every day for spell preparation.
Morning prayer.
Yep. Morning prayer.
Morning.
Yep. Book, the time with the book of numbers.
Yep.
Every hour at night, just.
Yeah. Cool calendar. Who would have thought?
So
thunk it?
Before Benson just surges off through the woods here, he's just going to look to everybody. He goes, "Get a Benson. Are we going or are we not?
Let's what go."
And I'm turning and running.
No, wait, come back.
It could be a long way. We might want to just ourselves.
No, he just full sprints.
I can run for miles in this armor.
Damn.
All right, make me a survival check as you guys are going through, because it does get pretty dense here, and it gets pretty swampy in this area, too.
Natty 20, you guys.
Well.
I'm using it all up, because you know it's finite
resource. I mean, you can all see I rolled a 19 for a 21.
That's a 32.
32, god damn.
As you guys are going through, you see that as you are walking, it looks like... there is a section of the treetops, the tree canopy, that looks like part of it was broken, as if something flew overhead and, you know, knocked off, like, you know, like the last, like, 6 feet or so.
Like something crashed into it?
Yeah, or just, like, flew by, you know, it was, like, skimming, something might have been, like, skimming the tree, the top of the tree canopy.
But broke the canopy?
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow.
That's big.
But, first thing I would say Elk's probably gonna look for is, like, blood. Like, if it was, like, injured or something like that, and there's, like, splotches down, so...
Yeah, go make a perception check as you're... you're still in the one hack, so we're making our way to the next one.
Can I try to help him with that?
Okay, I'll take that.
Aiding is a... You need to get a DC 20 to aid, but...
Okay.
Well, I mean, he should be able to, yeah.
Wait, this is survival?
Perception.
Yeah.
Perception.
Your perception.
Perceiving.
Let me pull up my sheet. I think I got it.
So we thought that this street came from the hex directly adjacent to us, or farther?
Farther.
Okay. Yeah. I missed that. Thank you.
That's a 30 for me.
30? you do not see anything like that. You see some fresh dung.
Yeah.
So looks like whatever this thing was that was flying over the canopy might have made a little pfft as it flew by.
So we're dealing with an avian creature.
Damn birds. Their lack of... Sphincters.
Sphincter control.
They don't have sphincters.
Yeah, it's cool.
They can't have sphincter control.
Yeah.
Cloaca control.
I mean, if it helps, I definitely ate it.
Okay. Yeah, so that's the only thing that you see. So whatever this thing is, the dung that you see is large. It's quite big. So whatever this thing is
large creature.
Some big shit.
That's a huge pile of shit.
Is there anything else notable in this hex as we're trucking through it? We're continuing to head southeast, correct?
Correct, yeah. So once you make it into this hex, we'll go ahead and reveal it as you sort of get away from... You get a little bit away from the swamp. The large body of water here that makes up the swamp is seems to lessen, but still pretty muddy. Still plenty of deep spots of water, you know, smaller lakes and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually you guys make it to a clearing. The jungle canopy clears a bit here, giving way to a swampy area of murky pools and twisting creek beds. A demolished campsite sprawls across an island in the shallow bog. And you see two creatures...
I'm all right.
Pull you over to
the map change. Map change.
Map change.
I'm sure it's nothing.
You do not own any token with vision in this scene. I love that message.
Darkness!
I don't know what's happening.
I'm going to pull you guys on here.
It is just a
map. Wow, I just got a close-up of Tim's, like, thing. Your border is...
Yeah, I know your border is.
Beautiful.
I just got a black circle.
Oh my god, there's enormous monsters up there.
These things are enormous. Let me pull these creatures up for you. They are... Yep, those things. Let me pull up the actual photos so you guys can see. And show the players.
It's very large pterodactyl.
Pterodactyl.
Yeah, it's a large, almost dinosaur-like looking thing with a massive beak, leathery wings, and these things are huge sized.
Good lord, they're gigantic.
So I'll tell you guys. Looking at this map, there's a bunch of lily pads around here. Wherever you see lily pads, that is difficult terrain. Wherever there is not a lily pad in the water, that is a swim check.
Oh my god.
Oh, hell.
I'm so fucked.
All right, Benson, run in. get a sprint in, buddy.
So
we could wait for them to come to us.
They are not looking at you guys. Like I said, they are tearing apart what looks like a camp of someone else. And they're sort of ripping
that
into it.
Just for them.
Jake, that's just the bait. You know, it's like, oh, we'll just won't bother with this. Tearing apart a camp, you say?
The bait here is actually, as you guys approach, if you look over to the far corner over yonder, top right, you see where I'm pinging?
I see.
There are three figures here that poke their head out.
Can we perceive them from our distance?
You can, as one of them grabs your attention.
Oh, like they're like help.
They're like, oh my god, please.
So as you make your way out of the tree line into this area, a half-orc woman sort of sticks her head out and she like waves and she's like motioning, don't, like she's waving her hand like around her neck, like don't do it, no, go.
Emphasizing this sick neck tattoo this woman has.
I know.
Yeah,
sick neck tattoo.
Yeah, she is played by Nana Visitor. She was on Deep Space Nine.
Okay. Oh, cool.
Yeah, she played a Kira Nerys on Deep Space Nine, yeah.
I'm just thinking of like, what are you saying?
I can't say.
I can't understand you. Speak
so,
up.
So yeah, her and she has two half-orc friends with her, and she's like motioning to you guys, like get the fuck back.
Yeah, I think Alex like the first one. He's like, let's go back to a tree line.
How do we get to them?
Why
don't you summon Elbow? You'll save us.
I need a hero!
A cross-eyed elephant appears on the island.
It looks and smells real.
It does?
Let's see if the pterodactyls are scared of
okay,
Elbow.
Okay.
That's a little cape.
But,
a little cape.
Benson just looks around and he looks at Elkwood. He's like, I can't get to them. You might be able to if you're stealthy. If this goes off, I'm going to have to just run at them. I don't have any better option.
You saw before, I cannot swim that well. I am absolutely... This is a terrible area for me.
I never took swimming lessons at the YMCA.
I never did.
All right, so I guess Kezra is the best equipped to get there then, because he is quite good at athletics, and he can go invisible.
Plus, you can also summon a illusion.
Plus, I'm a half-orc.
Hey.
Yeah, though. I'll be like, okay, cool. But, like, you can also summon an illusion, which might attract attention of these, hopefully, non-super intelligent creatures.
How big can my illusion be? I don't have illusory creature. I can't create a creature.
Yep. How'd you make Elbow?
Oh, I lied.
Oh, so it comes out.
All right, so illusory object is extraordinarily vague.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So there is illusory creature, which is actually an illusion of a creature that actually will interact. Elbow stood completely still and did nothing.
Yeah, the
but he smelled like an elephant.
The only time we've seen illusory creature used was when Fester used it during our Pathfinder Society
game. Oh, yeah,
Fester. Because he would just be like, oh, we're in combat? I'm just going to summon
that Kraken thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was illusory creature.
That was illusory creature,
that's
yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
That's
really
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, illusory object is very vague. It's just a visual image of a stationary object. Okay. So in this case, the object was an elephant that did nothing.
Yeah.
No, elbow.
Yeah.
Elbow was not a creature. It was an object.
That's a shout out to the old, good old days when Eustace Shy
played the game. Oh, Eustace.
Or
a wall around them.
In terms of getting there,
I could go invisible, and I could get there. It is treacherous, though.
Kezra.
Yes.
If you go, do your best. If they do anything, I will get their attention.
I have no doubt of that.
They do a nature check on these.
Adelar, do you have any better ideas? You've been awfully quiet.
This is all you guys.
I'm trying to think about the spells I have prepared today, and regretfully, most of them are designed for combat and not necessarily for sneaking around.
This
so.
Map is like so difficult.
Yeah. It's so fucking weird.
I feel like the only way to get to them is up by them, Jake, where I'm pinging.
Yep.
Is that difficult terrain, lily pads?
So that's
the only way to get to them without swimming. Go from the middle island where these monsters are.
Yep.
And leaping.
And then go to that one section of lily pads.
Yep.
Otherwise, you're going to have to swim.
Yep, pretty much.
Lordy lord. Okay.
So there's the middle island, and then there's lily pads sort of in between the middle island and the small island that's covered by like trees and shrubs that the three half orcs are on.
Okay, so I could go invisible. I could get there. I have the athletics to get me out of trouble should I fall in the water. But yeah, I'd have to go on the island with these monstrosities.
Or you could. Yeah.
The only other thing I could think of would be provoking them off the island and hopefully doing it in a way that doesn't get them in our section of the map.
Speaking of monstrosities, Mark, you said you wanted to do a nature check.
Yeah, 24.
24 on the nature check.
Probably not enough for these things.
Let's see. Where was these things on my list? No, 24 is fine. Oh, these are Quetzalcoatlus.
Oh, what?
Yep.
Quetzalcoatl what?
Yep.
Quetzalcoatlus.
Quetzalcoatlus.
Isn't that like the Mayan legendary dragons?
Quetzalcoatl.
Quetzalcoatl.
Largest flying members of the pterosaur family are often mistaken for dragons due to their immense size and 40-foot wingspans.
40-foot?
40-foot wingspans. Quetzalcoatlus are carnivorous, feeding on a variety of reptiles, mammals, large fish, amphibians, and other invertebrates. They are not inherently aggressive creatures and are happy to scavenge for food, as you see that they're doing now, but when presented with live prey, they readily attack almost any creature smaller than themselves.
I'm getting strong, don't fuck with these things vibes.
Yeah, I'm getting weighted out. It looks like they're just scavenging for food.
You know that they have one attack called swoop? Swoop!
Swoop!
It flies up to its feet and makes one beak or talon strike at any point during that movement.
So swoop, it's like a, there so it's like is. A flyby attack, almost.
Yeah, they pretty much have a flyby attack.
Damn.
And I bet it's like 40, 10, plus 20.
They can probably easily hit me. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But can they crit you?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Anything that has a 40-foot wingspan, I don't give a shit how much armor I have. I'm like,
That's terrifying, yeah.
I mean, I could expend a good number of spells. I could get to the other corner of the map, cast illusory object of, you know, something.
Elbow.
I could hit them with a long-range spell and then jump in the water and have them attack the image. That'd be like four spells.
Okay.
I say we just wait it out. Because if they're just scavenging for food...
Yeah, but if they decide to go over to the other island...
I mean, are those people hidden, or are they, like, in plain sight?
They're hidden, yeah. Yeah, okay. You didn't notice them until you guys walked out, and then Sheephooker head out.
Right.
I
just say we just hide and just see what happens.
Why not just use an illusionary object to cover us?
Like, with, like,
I can't
tree,
move it.
Like, foliage?
No, I mean, if we're just going to wait it out, just put something over top of us and wait it out.
Or I could go around here, and I could just swim to them. I could just swim this little thing.
Yeah, as long as he's invisible.
And I could get to them.
It's also doesn't take you 10 minutes to invisibility to get over there.
I could stealthily just lower myself in the water.
And okay.
Get up there. I mean,
okay. Yeah. I think we should just wait a little bit and see what happens.
In the meantime, okay. Definitely retreat a little bit out of the open.
Okay. All right, so, Kel, you wanted to cast invisibility and try to stealthily swim across?
Well, we're going to wait.
Okay.
We're going to see what goes on after Boop. X amount of time.
But we're not going to be, like, standing out in the open, though.
Like, just waiting.
We are. We're gonna hide in the tree line yeah, and yeah, watch yeah. these crazy things.
Okay.
Crack open a beer and just watch. They're still there.
You guys see these things, they, like, tear stuff apart. They find like a bag of rations. There's like bread and meat and, you know, dried jerky and stuff in there. They tear that apart, and they're just eating parts of it. They tear apart these poor people's tent, their entire campsite that is in complete rubbish now.
Yeah, we went through that.
Yep. Yeah, yours was more fire-based. This was more just chaotic creature-based. But eventually these things sort of peck through, and they all of a sudden start getting into the water, and it seems as though they are just like egrets, just like standing in the water.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
And like getting ready to like attack a fish.
Shit.
They're just like staring deeply into the water as still as possible.
So they're still on the island.
They're still, well, one of them's there, and one of them's right there. So one went a little southwest
there, buddy.
One went a little southwest, and one went directly to the east.
That's a good job, Adelar. Now they're more in our way.
The island's open. If you wanted to sneak across.
It is.
Yeah, you're right. So they have a nice little pincer move on us.
Maybe if you read the Book of Numbers, and they'll put them...
Okay. Well, damn.
Yeah, I think you can get by him with invisibility, but this is fucking tough.
Yeah, because it's like, I can't swim, barely.
I could burn all my second level spells and make us all invisible.
Yeah.
I'm just like, let's just wait till they leave.
I'm
hours and hours. They'll have to leave eventually.
Like,
or I could use the primeval mistletoe, turn myself into a vine, and then Kezra can carry me across.
Oh, shit!
We could do that.
That's really cool.
It is so hard, even with stealth, or even with invisibility, I just don't see me getting across this without drawing attention.
I feel like Kezra would be the guy who would, like, you would turn into, like a branch or a log or something, and Kezra just, like, throws you in the lake.
Oh, you float. Well, it seems you float. Okay.
Well, that's good.
We all float down here.
Yeah, because...
I genuinely can't do anything in this situation.
Yeah, because...
Wait, we can... Sorry, I'm looking more at this map.
Uh-huh.
We can get to their island. We can get all the way to... Look at the top right ping. We can go all the way around from the bottom left to the top left to the... all the way across the top.
Oh, you're right.
And we could all get there without aggroing these things.
Yeah, true.
I mean, that's the idea.
Yeah, you might still want to do, like, illusionary object just to distract them a bit, but, yeah...
All right, so you guys want to try doing that?
Yeah.
Sure.
You want to burn all those spells?
I don't have to burn that many spells. I mean, I guess for invisibility. Yeah. Poops. Four second level spells. All my second level spells, which are all my utility spells. Maybe I should just go.
Yeah, go check out the people, see if they want help, first of all, or if they just kind of want to, like, maybe they're just, oh, we're just going to wait it out, and then we just wait it out with them, see if anything goes down, and then we don't.
Turns out they're
things.
All poachers.
maybe they are also 7th level adventurers, and if we combine forces, we can defeat these things.
Yeah.
Maybe, with our powers combined.
Maybe the two other orcs are half-orcs are wizards, and they just cast Fireball over and over again.
All right, Kezra will cast Invisibility on himself.
All right, so, Kezra, you want to stealth across on the western side of this entire map, kind of going across the lily pads.
Yep, I'm
going
to go up the western edge of the map and then across the northern edge of the map
to the
far northeastern island.
Okay, make me a stealth check.
All right, first, invisibility.
Yep.
I'm immediately undetected. I don't know why I rolled anything, but you said stealth, like for smell? I can't, I don't know if I can stealth by smell, but I'll try.
It's more about sound, because you're walking through the water.
Sure.
Right.
Hmm? 19. I don't have a good stealth.
Yes. Should have made me invisible, then.
Or Elder would. That was a natural 17.
Yeah, but the, wow.
Yeah, your stealth sucked.
Yeah, so you go invisible, and you start going, and there's a little bit of splashing. You are trying to be stealthy, and you make it your whatever your speed is.
With half speed.
Yeah, with half speed, because you are stealthing.
Well, it's difficult terrain, so...
So even less.
So I move two squares.
Okay, so you start walking out only 10 feet into the water, and there's a... from your foot as it sort of splashes a bit, and you look in horror as you see the ripples from your movement going out into the water, and you look up and you see one of the Quetzalcoatlus who's just staring eyes directly in your location, and you see it rise up out of the water as it goes to do a jump attack in your direction, assuming you're a fish.
Can I do something? Wow. When the thing moves.
Okay.
I immediately... Fuck, this is dumb. I'm going to smash my sword into the water. Uh-huh. The second I see the thing raise up and look where Kezra is, hit the water with my sword as loud as possible, and I run backwards.
Okay. Let's go ahead and roll initiative.
Yep.
As these things are ready to pounce on potential live prey.
Okay. It's not Fuck!
Worst. It's not the worst.
Oh, good. Let me get the
always bad initiative from Kezra.
I told you I'd get him off you.
All right. Let's add each of you guys in here into the combat. Benson, what'd you get?
15.
15.
Horrible time to roll low.
Yeah, Kizer, what'd you get?
17.
Yikes.
Well, you didn't get less.
Is it still an 8 on the die?
Yeah. Adelar.
21.
Mark got a 25.
With intimidation, I rolled a 20.
No. Oh. Oh, that is better than the other one.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
I need to stop forgetting that. It's on me.
Alrighty then. So, I don't know why I have Amir on the tracker. He's not. He's going to go on Mark's turn anyway. Going first is the Quetzalcoatlus on the far side. So this one on the eastern side that sort of went into the deeper part on the east side of the middle island. He actually hears what's going on here, and he's going to fly over. Let me get his speed. What's the speed on this giant monster?
Like 80 feet, something like that?
Probably.
Walking is 15. Oh. Fly is 50.
Yeah, that makes
I mean,
sense.
He probably wants to walk, though. Get that cardio.
Yeah, right.
He's got like, can't skip leg.
God damn, 50 feet.
Can't skip leg day.
Let me see. I'm going to zoom out. So he gets to about here, just behind his buddy, and he is going to also look around because he's going to just do perception check and see if he can find out where you are, because he heard it as well. So he's trying to figure out what's going on here.
Out of curiosity, what's your bonus to stealth, Oakwood?
17. Problem is I can't swim, so in case I fall in the water.
You wouldn't have to swim with this route, though.
True. Well, Kezra fell. He was up for it.
I forgot I couldn't stealth.
Invisibility solves all my problems.
I do that all the time, because like in our other game where I play a wizard, it's like, oh, I'm invisible, they can't see me. It's like, no, that just means you get advantage on stealth.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, so if I just roll... two shit rolls, they know where my invisible self is.
Yeah.
Okay, feels bad. Right.
Yeah, trying to stealth in water is kind of really impossible.
What was your total stealth roll there, Kel?
19.
It was 19.
I'm automatically undetected, so at this point I would be, I guess, hidden.
Yeah. So he flies over 50 feet and lands, and he perceives you. So he is also tuned in to where you are, which means that he is going to. He can't do that. He can only fly over and get ready to attack. He's going to fly a little bit more to the west. And he is now hovering, he's now looming over where you are, 10 feet away. So he knows something is there, because something made a splashing noise.
So these things are not generally aggressive.
Well, I mean, they're carnivorous, so... Yeah.
No, they are. They're just looking because they're like, ooh, movement.
Ooh, food?
Yeah,
they see prey.
The second one now has a turn, in which it is going to move up, and he is going to strike in that location that you were, Kel.
Okie dokes.
Mischance.
There is a mischance. So he's just going to strike out with his beak.
DC 11 for your flat check.
Yep. It is a natural one.
Yes. Yeah, so this would be a perfect time for him to get out the hell out of the water.
Yes. So he goes up and just darts his massive beak into the water directly next to you, and you're like,
creating a very large splash and
distracts
from your movement, I would think.
Elkwood, it is your turn.
He is going to stealth back into the tree line.
Okay.
That's a 24.
Alrighty. You don't think that they...
Let's see.
Wait, what'd you get?
24.
And that would be against just their, like, perception DC?
I believe so. Roll.
As you dart, one of their heads turns towards you.
Which one?
The bottom one.
Okay, so first action was that he's going to hunt prey, but he's not going to hit because he's watching.
Okay.
And the mirror is going to stay where he is.
Alrighty.
Let's just hope that these other people have, like, power word kill.
Turns out it's a 20-level wizard.
Thank goodness.
Guys, I'm out of spells. I'm sorry. All I got is cantrips.
I was attempting to watch these birds as a study, but now I must brutally kill them.
Adelar, is your turn.
Alright, so I think seeing the creature turn its head over in our direction, seeing it approach Kezra, I look over to Benson, and I just whisper,
"Seems our plan has failed."
And...
Wow, that was very, like, I will turn.
As I slip the knife between the plates of armor.
All I have to do is outrun you.
It's pretty easy to outrun that. Yes.
An oldie,
but again,
now a heightened goodie.
Okay.
As a massive cacophonous sound erupts at the Patera pterodactyls. And I'd like to think that it's like mimicking their screech, but in a distorted kind of way.
Okay.
Like, as I need them to roll me a 4.
Top 10 sound quality, Tim. Good shit.
We go ahead and do this. Fortitude save.
I feel like this is going to be a lot for me to tank, so yeah.
Top 1 got a 35.
Is that a crit?
That's a crit success.
Okay. Bottom 1 got a 26.
Wow, regular success. This was the worst spell to have for this.
Yeah,
but the bottom one...
They're large, tanky creatures.
It's going to take half damage. Yay.
Thing is,
gloves are off. We're fighting.
Thing is, would they know where it's coming from? Because it's magic. And you're like, what the hell?
So it takes 9 points of damage.
I would like to point out that this is the spiders all fucking over again. The same shit. Let's see if we can crit our way to success in this encounter.
Yeah.
And then with my last action, you know, I feel like we're probably going to need it this round. So Adalar is going to try to focus the memories, the good memories of his mother. And as he does, that halo, that angelic halo, appears above his head. As he's learning to control his powers.
All right. Okay. That was the end of your turn.
Yep.
Cool. Benson.
Benson will, sword and shield in hand, raise himself up from the grass and attempt something that is probably not possible, but he will scream to the heavens in an attempt to make these things think that it's probably not a good idea to go after these people.
Okay.
So he will make an intimidation check. Kel, can I do that? Just to both of them?
You have to choose one.
I have to choose one.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless you have... Is it group impression that you can use intimidate, or is it just for diplomacy?
I do not know.
Okay.
I will choose the one closest to Kezra, so the one closest to all of us.
Okay. Yep.
Hold not for a hero.
Yeah, I wasn't sure, because I think you have an item, right, that makes you... allows you to do intimidation to
people. The grim totem.
Okay,
but, I will break. Yeah, but the only thing I think, once it's done, it's done.
Yeah, it's done, it's done.
Okay.
I will do that.
Okay.
In hopes of just being like, look at all, like, as an animal, look at my colors. Probably a bad idea to try to eat me.
Yeah, yeah, I gotcha.
For fuck's sake, please roll good.
What'd you get, John?
24.
They do not seem fazed.
Oh, great. Okay, so...
And you have made yourself very aware. So.
Yep, yeah. No, they see me.
Yep.
So I will 10 move to here.
Okay.
All right. And that's my turn.
Okay. Kezra, you have probably seen your life flash before your eyes twice. Twice now.
Kezra is like... From his invisible state. Run, you fools! And he will dive in the water.
Whoa.
That way.
Okay.
And he will go underwater. And begin to swim.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And okay. I believe if I swim underwater, I'm not splashing.
That's
I'm
true. Yeah.
Underwater, I begin holding my breath.
Okay.
And rolling athletics checks. Oh, fuck yeah. So this is calm water, essentially, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's very extremely still water.
So very easy DC.
Yeah,
so
DC 5
I will move my first check.
Like there. Oh, so you swim pretty much in between their legs.
I'm going underneath these things.
Yeah, okay.
As I'm making my way towards the middle island.
All right.
With my first check, I get that far. Fortunately, that was a 2 and not a 1. So I will make it a little less far, but I will make it, because I have good athletics.
Okay.
Last one. Natural 1.
This is going to shit real quick.
Critical failure for swim, you make no progress, and if you're holding your breath, you lose one round of air. Great. I have plenty of air
for now,
as long as I'm not getting murdered. But I make no progress with my third one. So I'm underwater... out here, I have essentially disappeared. None of you know where I am.
Yep.
Invisible. But I did splash right in front of them.
Correct, yeah.
Invisible underwater. So, yeah.
Invisible underwater. I am gone.
Straight up Navy SEAL.
I can't be smelled. I can't be seen. I can't be heard.
You can barely be heard, yeah. Alrighty. It comes back to the top of the round.
I did say, run.
Yes. So, the bottom... Put the Codalus. I might just call these things pterodactyls. I'm sure.
Yeah, pterodactyls.
They're pterodactyls.
Such a long name. So the one that Benson had yelled at and got hit by Adalar's sound burst. So this one has taken a little bit of damage, but he is going to take a.
He's got to have reach.
He does have reach, but you were actually just 50 feet away.
Okay. So
he couldn't hit you there, but he is going to take a step up and he's going to try to attack you. So this thing is going to reach out with its beak once.
I'm very scared for you.
Yeah, me too.
21.
Miss.
That is a miss.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Benson, shield on his chest, just
go
right to the side.
Second attack.
Yep.
Wow, second attack. Even. Wow, I rolled a 4 and then a 2.
Yes.
Okay.
So he goes up and just like stabs the ground next to you as you bob and weave with your shield up.
I'm envisioning the giant crows from Elden Ring.
Yeah.
Oh my god, yeah, those things.
Those things are terrifying.
Yeah.
All right, that was its turn. The second one is it going to perceive around himself. seeing that his friend has sort of claimed this meal, he's gonna look for the thing that he was pretty sure was in the water a second ago. What's your stealth there, Kyle?
I mean, my stealth is a +2.
Oh, okay.
So. But I mean, I'm invisible and I'm undetected automatically for the spell.
Right. Okay.
So up to you. Figure it out.
Okay. So
figure it out, GM.
Gonna roll stealth. 32 total on the perception. So he certainly knows where you are. So, gonna make a DC 11. He fell you under himself, so he's just gonna start like stabbing.
How we could possibly know? Underwater.
This might just turn into a rescue mission.
Episode of Baywatch. I mean,
15 on the DC 11.
So he hits.
This is a this is a rescue mission, though.
First beak attack. 19 to hit.
No.
So he felt you, and he's stabbing in the right direction with his beak, but he can't seem to get it.
Oh my god.
15 on the second.
Nope.
Wow.
Okay. Whoa. We are getting very lucky with these rolls.
Yes.
For now.
23 on the last.
I believe that is. Oh, yeah, we did anyway.
Okay.
Dead.
Alright. That is going to be... 17 points of damage.
Okay. Is that high or low, Jake?
God, I rolled
tell
like...
us that.
God, I rolled like shit. 20 points of damage.
20 points of damage, that's awful. And you take bleed...
Fuck.
There we go.
As
you can see that.
Beaks, as they have teeth within their beaks that
it is the crow's from Elden Ring.
Oh my god. Oh no.
1 point of persistent
bleed.
Oh. Okay.
So now there's a bloody trail in the water. It's jaws.
Bullshit, they could even find me, but okay.
I played, look.
Bullshit.
32 of perception, and then I was like, DC 11, and then and a 15.
He's all Chuck, there's a laptop across the
table. What did you make the DC for this thing?
What? To find you?
Yes.
I added 10 to your initial of 19 for your stealth.
Okay, that's not terrible.
I'm literally undetected.
Yeah, and then the perception.
It, like, shouldn't even be able to look for me.
Kelly's
but
about
whatever.
To fly over this table.
Whatever. Won't let me being mad just derail this. I disagree, and that's all I'm going to say. All
right. No, I mean, if you've ever seen a great blue heron, you know, attack stuff in the water, they're pretty good at it, so.
Well, hopefully
yeah.
our
Yeah, they
friend...
attack invisible fish all the fucking time.
There's a lot of salt in this episode, boy.
Elkwood, your turn.
Okay, so he sees that the other one is, like, distracted with Benson, but he sees the other one stabbing at this...
This is how you know that Kelly grew up on the bay, because he's so full of salt.
Even if I made a DC 15, I got a 15 on the flat check, so...
Yeah. But he sees the one
the
that's,
dice
like...
The fucked you, man.
Yeah.
That's it.
They're stabbing randomly in Wonder Air.
Fuck Jake.
Jesus.
Sorry, Mark. You can take your turn.
I'll take my turn.
My turn is already ready.
Yes, it is. But he's doing a courtesy with this and changing his hunt prey to the one that will attack Kezra. and he's going to take a two action to shoot this thing to maybe pull attention away.
Okay.
Because if anything, he needs Kezra to maybe these people do something. I don't know.
Yeah, hopefully these people actually join the fight.
Oh, well, that is a 35 to hit.
That is... Fuck, sorry, see, that is a critical hit.
Fuck yeah. Fuck
yeah.
Beast, man, big health pool, small fucking AC.
Alright, 2d6 here.
Oh, just don't, no, you got double sixes, just lie.
No. No, that's 12, so 24 points of damage. Ooh. To the top one.
Sorry, how much damage?
24.
Wow, alright, yeah, that hurt.
Quite a hit.
Yeah, that was a very good hit.
Yeah, so he hit it, and he is going to... Well, he already used his Hunt Prey and then the two action in order to get the boost. So.
Okay.
He is going to be in the tree line, and Vamir is going to... He can't stealth, really, technically. He doesn't have that skill. But he is going to... Like, since we're cornered in this one spot, I would say that he stays a little bit away.
Okay, so you stay off the map in the tree line.
Yeah,
okay.
Vamir is, because, like, he doesn't want... God, this thing would probably fucking murder him. So.
Yeah, that'd be a nice snack.
Maybe you get this bird as your next companion.
Yeah. Can I get this bird? 50-foot speed. No.
Yeah, no, right.
40-foot wind.
So, yeah, a little bit faster than Vamir. All right. Adalar, your turn.
All right. So, the one going after old Kezikez. Let's see how far away I am. Oh, you're kidding me. Okay. One action, going to take a stamp.
Go and dive into the water.
I'll save you.
Alright, take a step there. And he's going to lock eyes with that beast. And he's like, we need to immobilize that creature somehow. And he just, like, looks at the creature, and he envisions spikes and, like, almost like a coffin as a ghostly Iron Maiden.
Yes!
Encases, wow, this creature.
What?
Make,
damn,
a fortitude save, which will probably pass.
Okay.
I love this spell.
I've seen
it. You know this spell?
Yeah. I've seen it.
I love it.
35.
Gosh. Well.
Okay.
But for that moment, it freaked out.
Exactly a crit success.
Oh, okay. All right. I mean, that was cool.
Yeah. One day it'll be cool. One day it'll be cool.
The imagery was very cool.
I almost took that spell in Greek.
It's very cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
very
cool. It's a very large Iron Maiden, by the way.
It is very large.
Yeah, huge, yes, size Iron Maiden.
Yes. Yep.
All right, Benson, it is your turn.
All right. Well, we're throwing hands now, so. Benson does not have reach, so he's going to move up.
You could turn your sword into a long spear.
No, not going to do that. And we're going to make an attack roll. Just let me pull up the sheet here.
Okay.
Thrown hands. Come on, get up. Hatch.
Twenty-four is a miss.
Okay, I'm gonna raise my shield.
All right. So you slide up a little bit and swing out, almost hitting him. That was very, very close. I'll give you that. Kezra, your turn.
25. Now this thing has magically found me in the water. I'm gonna make you work, GM.
All right.
I am going to expend the remainder of my air,
okay,
to cast a spell.
Okay.
As I cast Gust of Wind, which is a 60-foot line of air,
okay,
to propel me through the water, underwater.
Yes. Wow. That is awesome.
I love it.
I am going to use my submarine abilities,
yes,
to shoot myself 60 feet using my... allowing the spell to be the origin of power and pushing me since I'm not on ground.
Yep.
And I'm going to push myself through the water with a spell.
Okay, yeah. No, that sounds good. This is still water. It's not pushing you at all. He didn't grab you. Have at it.
How far do you want me to... do you think I'm allowed to move? It's a 60-foot line spell. I don't necessarily think the whole I should gain the whole movement of the spell, but I could.
I don't want to
complicate things.
I mean, it's still water. What would 75% be? 45 feet? Yeah.
Sure.
That's
good.
Yeah. I cast Gust of Wind underwater, using up all my air. Okay.
So it shoots you above air.
Woo!
It's like skipping a rock.
45. I shoot myself across the map underwater. As you just see a stream of bubbles. I'm out of air, so I will use the remainder of my movement to try to move and surface behind the island so that it cannot see me.
Okay.
Yeah, because you're still invisible.
Great athletics.
Okay.
So,
So
I guess I get about here and surface for air.
Alright, so as you surface for air, getting all of that sweet, delicious air into your system, you see the three orcs jump out from their hiding spot with long spears going, "Get him!"
Ah! Yes!
Yes!
And I'll see you guys next time.
Yay,
oh my god, this is stressful.